Hello friends, now I'll discuss the sample preparation, solvents and solid phase extraction. This is the chapter number 18 which has been taken from the book Entered Chemistry written by the Gary D. Christians. Today's learning objective is distribution coefficient and distribution ratio, percent extracted, solid extraction of metal ions, complex and chelates, accelerated and microwave assist solvent extraction, solid phase extraction and solid phase micro extraction. Now we'll understand that why this topic is so important. Next chapter number 19 will deal with the chromatography techniques, where the multiple analytes are separated on a column and detected as they emerge from the column. But very often samples need to be cleaned up prior to introduction into the chromatographic column. So the techniques of this topic, that means the solvent extraction and solid phase extraction and related techniques, are very useful for isolating analytes from complex sample matrix prior to chromatographic analysis. Solvent extraction is also useful for spectrophotometric determination. Solvent extraction involves the distribution of a solute between two immiscible liquid phases. This technique is extremely useful for very rapid and clean separations of both organic and inorganic substance. In this chapter number 18, I will discuss the distribution of substance between two phases and how this can be used to form analytical separations. The solvent extractions of metal ions into organic solvents is described also. Solid phase extraction is a technique in which hydrophobic functional groups are bonded to solid particle surface and act as the extracting phase. They reduce the need for large volumes of organic solvents. Now we'll discuss about the distribution coefficient. A solute which is denoted by capital S will distribute itself between two phases after shaking and allowing the phase to separate. And within limits, the ratio of the concentrations of the solute in the two phases will be a constant. That means KD is equal to concentration of the solute in phase number 1 divided by the concentration of solute in phase 2, where the KD means capital K subscript capital D. This KD is the distribution coefficient, and the phase 1 is supposed to an organic solvent and phase 2 consider as in water. As for example, if the distribution coefficient is large, then the solute will tend to be quantitatively partitioned in solvent 1. The apparatus used for solvent extraction is the separatory funnel. Most often, a solute is extracted from an aqueous solution into an immiscible organic solvent. After the mixture is shaken for about a minute, the phase are allowed to separate and the bottom layer, that means denser solvents, is drawn off in a completion of the separation. Many substances are partially ionized in the aqueous layer as weak acids. The extraction now becomes dependent on the pH of the solution. Consider, for example, the extraction of benzoic acid from an aqueous solution into ether. Benzoic acid is a weak acid in water with a particular ionization constant Ka, capital K, subscript small a. This is the ionization constant for acids. We denote by Ka. Then the distribution coefficient is given by Kd is equal to the concentration of benzoic acid in ether medium divided by the concentration of benzoic acid in aqueous medium or aqueous phase. However, part of the benzoic acid in the aqueous layer will exist as benzoate ion that does not transfer into ether depending on the magnitude of Ka and on the pH of the aqueous layer. Hence, quantitative separation may not be achieved when a significant fraction exists as benzoate ion. Now we'll talk about the distribution ratio. It is also constant, which will consider concentrations of all the species of the solute in each phase. It is more meaningful to describe a different term, that is the distribution ratio, which is denoted by the capital D. We have to remember that distribution coefficient is denoted by the Kd, capital K subscript capital D. But for the distribution ratio, this will be described by the notation capital D. The distribution ratio is the ratio of the concentration of all the species of the solute in each phase. For the benzoic acid, distribution in ether and aqueous medium, in this case the distribution ratio D is equal to the concentration of benzoic acid in ether medium divided by the summation of concentration of benzoic acid in aqueous medium and concentration of benzoate ion in aqueous medium. As you know that in aqueous medium both benzoic acid and benzoate ion form are there. We can readily derive the relationship between D and Kd, that means distribution ratio and distribution coefficient, from the equilibria involved. The acidity constant Ka for the ionization of the acid in the aqueous phase is given by Ka is equal to the multiplication of the concentration of H plus in acidic medium and the concentration of benzoate ion in aqueous medium divided by the concentration of benzoic acid in aqueous medium. So if we simplify, then we will find that concentration of benzoate ion in aqueous medium is equal to Ka multiplied by the concentration of benzoic acid in aqueous medium divided by the concentration of hydrogen ion H plus in aqueous medium. And we know that concentration of benzoic acid in ether medium is equal to Kd multiplied by the concentration of benzoic acid in aqueous medium as per the definition of the distribution coefficient. Now we'll get that D is equal to Kd multiplied by the concentration of HBZ, that means benzoic acid in aqueous medium, whole divided by the concentration of benzoic acid in aqueous medium plus, we know that concentration of benzoate ion in aqueous medium, and which is replaced by the equation what just now we described, that means BZ, that means benzoate ion in aqueous medium is equal to Ka multiplied by the concentration of HBZ in aqueous medium all divided by the concentration of H plus in aqueous medium. So if we replace this in case of D, then the final D, that means distribution ratio, is equal to Kd, that means distribution coefficient whole divided by 1 plus Ka by the concentration of H plus in aqueous medium. So this is the relation between D and Kd, that means this is the relation equation between the distribution ratio and distribution coefficient. Now if you check this equation, then we can predict that when the H plus concentration in aqueous medium is very greater than Ka, then the part Ka by concentration of H plus in aqueous medium, it will be almost zero, and then the distribution ratio is nearly equal to Kd from this equation. And if the Kd is large, the benzoic acid will be quantitatively extracted into the ether layer. Distribution ratio is maximum under this condition. If on the other hand concentration of H plus is very less than Ka, then the distribution ratio reduces to Kd multiplied by the concentration of H plus in aqueous medium whole divided by the acidity constant Ka, and then the D will be small and the benzoic acid will remain in the aqueous layer. That is, in alkaline solution the benzoic acid is ionized and cannot be extracted, while in acidic solution it is largely undissociated. These conclusions are what we would intuitively expect from inspection of the chemical equilibria. So this equation, which describes the relation between D and Kd, whatever I described now, it predicts the extraction efficiency will be independent of the original concentration of the solute. This is one of the attractive features of solvent extraction. It is applicable to tracer, as for example radioactive level, and to micro level alike, a condition that applies only so long as the solubility of the solute in one of the phase is not exceed and there are no side reactions such as dimerization of the extracted solute. Of course, if the hydrogen ion concentration changes, the extraction efficiency, that means D, based on the distribution ratio D, will change. In this example, the hydrogen ion concentration will increase with increasing benzoic acid concentration unless an acid-base buffer is added to maintain the hydrogen ion concentration constant. In driving the equation, whatever I described, we described the relation between the distribution ratio D and the distribution coefficient KD. We actually neglected to include in the numerator of the equation while we described only the distribution coefficient, a term for a portion of the benzoic acid that exists as the dimer in the organic phase. That means when we derive the equation for the relation for the D and KD, then we neglect the dimeric form of benzoic acid in the organic phase, that means in ether medium. The extent of dimerization tends to increase with increased concentration, and by last certainly at principle, this will cause the equilibrium to shift in favor of the organic phase with increased concentration. So in case such as this, the efficiency of extraction will actually increase at higher concentrations. Now, I'll discuss about the percent extracted. The distribution ratio is a constant independent of the volume ratio. However, the fraction of the solute extracted will depend on the volume ratio of the two solvents. If a large volume of organic solvent is used, more solute must dissolve in this layer to keep the concentration ratio constant and to satisfy the distribution ratio. The fraction of solute extracted is equal to the millimoles of solute in the organic layer divided by the total number of millimoles of solute. The millimoles are given by the molarity multiplied by the milliliters. So the percent extracted, which is denoted by the percent E, it is equal to the concentration of solute in organic solvent multiplied the volume of the organic solvent multiplied by the 100% whole divided by the summation of the multiplication of the concentration of solute in organic phase and volume of organic phase and the multiplication of the solute in aqueous phase and the volume in aqueous phase. We can write with notation, the equation is the percent E is equal to within third bracket S capital S subscript O VO divided by within third bracket S subscript O VO plus within third bracket S subscript A VA whole multiplied by the 100%, where the VO and VA are the volumes of the organic and aqueous phase respectively. If we simplify this, then we have to take help of the equation where describe the distribution ratio D. If we simplify with this D, then the equation, that means percent extracted, percent E, is equal to 100D whole divided by D plus within first bracket VA by V0, first bracket close. And if VA is equal to V0, that means when the aqueous phase and organic phase volume are same, in that case the percent E is equal to 100D divided by D plus 1. That means VA by V0 is equal to 1. In the case of equal volumes, the solute can be considered quantitatively retained in the aqueous phase if D is less than 0.201. It is essentially quantitatively extracted if D is greater than 1000. The percent extracted changes only from 99.5 to 99.9% when D is increased from 200 to 1000. Now we'll talk about the solvent extraction of metals. This is very important for the analytical chemist. Solvent extraction has one of its most important applications in the separation of metal cations. In this technique, the metal ion, through appropriate chemistry, distribute from an aqueous phase into an water immiscible organic phase. Solvent extraction of metal ions is useful for removing them from an interferent matrix or for selectively separating one or a group of metals from others. The technique is widely used for the spectrophotometric determination of metal ions, since the reagent used to accomplish the extraction often form colored complexes with the metal ion. It is also used in flame atomic absorption spectrometry for introducing the sample in a non-aqueous solvent into the flame for enhanced sensitivity and removal of matrix effects. The separation can be accomplished in several ways. You have noted from a previous discussion that the uncharged organic molecules tend to dissolve in the organic layer, while the charged anion from the ionized molecule remains in the polar aqueous layer. This is an example of like dissolves like. Metal ions do not tend to dissolve appreciably in the organic layer. For them to become soluble, their charge must be neutralized and something must be added to make them organic-like. There are two principal ways of doing this. We'll discuss now in the next part. Now we'll discuss about the extraction of ion association complex. In one method, the metal ion is incorporated into a bulky molecule and then associated with another ion of the opposite charge to form an ion pair. or the metal ion associates with another ion of great size, that means organic like. For example, it is well known that iron in its plus 3 state can be quantitatively extracted from hydrochloric acid medium into diethyl ether. The mechanism is not completely understood, but evidence exists that the chloro complex of the iron is coordinated with the oxygen atom of the solvent. That means the solvent displaces the coordinate water. And this ion associates with a solvent molecule that is coordinated with a proton. Example of such complex, its formula will be second bracket, first bracket C2H5, first bracket close, subscript 2, O, colon, H plus, comma, FeCl4, and third bracket start, first bracket C2H5, first bracket close, subscript 2, O, third bracket close, subscript 2, power is minus. Similarly, the uranyl ion UO2 2 plus is extracted from aqueous nitrate solution into isobutanol by associating with two nitrate ions. Then its formula will be first bracket UO2 2 plus, comma 2NO3 minus. With the uranium probably being solvated by the solvent to make it solvent-like. Permanganate forms an ion pair with tetraphenyl arsenium ion, whose formula is third bracket, first bracket C6H5, first bracket close, subscript 4, As plus, comma MnO4 minus, third bracket close, and which makes it organic like, and it is extracted into methylene chloride. There are numerous other examples of ion association extraction. Unsightly foam often appears in the shoreline of natural water, sometimes because of the presence of natural surfactant, but also often because of contamination from man-made detergent. These are mostly anionic, and anionic surfactant can be extracted into an organic solvent such as chloroform as the ion pair with the cationic dye methylene blue. Halogenated organic solvents have often been used in the past as extraction solvents of choice. This is considerable concern about their toxicity, however, and in most laboratories, the use of chlorinated organic solvents are being phased out. These solvents tend to be more polar than hydrocarbon solvents and can sometimes be replaced by water-insoluble ionic liquids. Now I'll talk about the extraction of metal chelates. The most widely used method of extracting metal ions is formation of a chelate molecule with an organic chelating agent. In chapter number 9, we already discussed about the chelating agents. So a chelating agent contains two or more complexing groups. Many of these reagents form colored chelates with metal ions and form the basis of spectrophotometric methods for determining the metals. The chelates are often insoluble in water and will precipitate. They are However, usually soluble in organic solvents such as methylene chloride. Many of the organic precipitating agents also discussed in the chapter number 10. And these organic precipitating agents are used as extracting agents. Now, extraction process for metal chelates. Most chelating agents are weak acids that ionize in water. The ionizable proton is displaced by the metal ion when the chelate is formed, and the charge on the organic compound neutralizes the charge on the metal ion. An example is diphenylthiocarbazone. In short, it is called the dithiazone, which forms a chelate with metal ion. Dithiazone is generally green in color when it reacts with the lead in its plus 2 oxidation form, that means Pb2+, then the final product will be the red color. That means in this case the complexing agent is green color, and after complexation the final complex product's color is red. What is the actual structure you can find in this book? The usual practice is to add the chelating agent as per general formula HR to the organic phase. It distributes between the two phase, and in the aqueous phase it dissociates as a weak acid. The metal ion, suppose MN+, capital M superscript N plus, that means metal ion in the N plus oxygen state, so it reacts with NR- to form the chelate MRN, capital M capital R subscript N. N is the number of the positive charge on the metal ion, and which then distribute into the organic phase. That means first metal ion reacts with the complexing or chelating agents, and then it will be distributed in the organic phase. The distribution ratio is given by the ratio of the metal chelate concentration in the organic phase to the metal ion concentration in the aqueous phase. That means the corresponding equation will be D is equal to concentration of MRN in organic phase divided by the concentration of metal ion MN+ in aqueous phase. And again, this is equal to K, capital K, multiplied by concentration of HR in its N as superscript in organic phase divided by H+, the concentration of H+ in Nth superscript in aqueous phase, where K is a constant that include acidity constant Ka of HR, Kf, that means formation constant of MRN, and distribution coefficient Kd of HR and MRN. That means K is a constant consist of Ka, Kf and Kd. Note that the distribution ratio is independent of the concentration of the metal ion. provided the solubility of the metal chelate in organic phase is not exceeded. HR is often in large excess and is considered constant. The extraction efficiency can be affected only by changing the pH or the reagent concentration. A tenth fold increase in the reagent concentration will increase the extraction efficiency the same as an increase in the pH of one unit. That means tenfold decrease in the concentration of H+. Each effect is greater as N becomes greater, small n, N becomes greater. By using a high concentration of reagent, the extraction can be performed in more acid solution. Chelates of different metals extract at different pH value. Some can be extracted over a broad range of pH, whereas other may only be extracted from alkaline solution. Once a metal has been extracted into an organic solvent and the solvent separated, it may be extracted back into an aqueous layer, if desired, at an appropriate lower pH. Such a process is often referred to as back extraction. By appropriate adjustment of pH, the selectivity can be achieved in the extraction. Also, judicious use of muxing agents, the complexing agents that prevent one metal ion from reacting with the chelating agent, can enhance the selectivity. For reasons of toxicity and disposal, most organic solvent extraction methods for metals have been replaced by solid phase resins bearing chelating functionalities. Alternatively, the ICP based method are used. These have high sensitivities and few interference and do not require extraction. The principles of solvent extraction, especially sequential extraction, are key to understanding how chromatography works, especially by the same continuous sequential partitioning process. Now we'll discuss about the accelerated and microwoven assist extraction. Accelerated solvent extraction is a technique for the efficient extraction of analytes from a solid sample matrix into a solvent. The sample and solvent are placed in a closed vessel and heated to 50 to 200 degrees centigrade. The high pressure allows heating above the boiling point, and the high temperature accelerates the dissolution of analyte in the solvent. Both time of extraction and the volume of solvent needed are greatly reduced over atmospheric extraction. In microwave assist extraction, in short it is called MAE, the solvent is heated by microwave energy. The analyte compounds are again partitioned from the sample matrix into the solvent. This approach is an extension of closed vessel acid digestion, which we already described in the chapter number 2. You can find this in the chapter number 2. A closed vessel containing the sample and solvent is placed in a microwave oven similar to the one which I described in the chapter number 2. The kinetics of extraction is affected by the temperature and the choice of solvent or solvent mixtures. Atmospheric heating for extraction is limited to the boiling point of the solvent. Closed vessels temperatures at 175 pressure, whose unit is PSIG, typically reach on the order of 150 degrees centigrade, compared with boiling points of 50 to 80 degrees centigrade for commonly used solvents. Solvent mixtures may be used so long as one of them absorbs microwave energy. Some solvents are microwave transparent, for example hexane, and do not heat, but a mixture of hexane and acetone heats rapidly. The closed vessels must be inert to solvents and be microwave transparent. The body is made of polyetheramide with a perfluoroalkoxy fluorocarbon liner. Several sample vessels may be placed in the oven at the same time for multiple extraction. Microwave extractions may also be performed at atmospheric pressure without the need for pressurized vessel. Heating and cooling cycle are utilized to prevent boiling of the solvent. This technique also reduces extraction times substantially. Now we'll discuss about the solid phase extraction. Liquid-liquid extractions are very useful but have certain limitations. The extracting solvents are limited those that are water immiscible, that means for aquasol samples. Emulsions tend to form when the solvents are shaken and relatively large volumes of solvents are used that generate a substantial waste disposal problem. The operations are often manually performed and may require a back extraction. Many solvents used for extraction in the long time before are presently considered hazardous. In solid phase extraction, the bonded C18 chains take the place of the organic solvent. In details, many of these difficulties are avoided by the use of solid phase extraction because liquid-liquid extractions has some disadvantage due to its large volume and solvents and these solvents disposal problem, and it is hazardous. And solid phase extractions, in short, it is the SPE in capital letters. It has become a widely used technique for sample cleanup and concentration prior to chromatography analysis. Chromatography analysis we will discuss in the next chapter number 19. In this technique, a particular type of organic functional group is chemically bonded to a solid surface. For example, powdered silica. A common example is the bonding of the C18 chains. C18 means this chain has 18 carbons and it is usually written by the capital C subscript 18. So the example is the bonding of C18 chains on silica with particle size on the order of 40 micrometer. The bonded hydrocarbon creates a virtual liquid phase into which hydrophobic organic analytes in the aqueous sample can partition and be extracted. There are a variety of different types of phase commercially available with different polarities. The same solid phase used in high performance liquid chromatography are used for solid phase extraction except in a larger particle size. The powdered phase is generally placed in a small cartridge similar to a plastic syringe. Sample is placed in the cartridge and forced through by means of a plunger, that means positive pressure, or a vacuum, that means negative pressure, or by centrifugation. Trace organic molecules can be extracted pre-concentrated on the column and separated away from the sample matrix. Then they can be eluted with a solvent such as methanol and finally analyzed, for example, by chromatography. They may be further concentrated prior to analysis by evaporating the solvent. The nature of the extracting phase, particularly the types of bonded functional groups, can be varied to allow extraction of different class of compounds. There are several bonded phases which are based on the van der Waals force, hydrogen bonding, that means dipolar attraction, and electrostatic attraction. When silica particles are bonded with a hydrophobic phase, they become waterproof and must be conditioned in order to interact with aqueous samples. This is accomplished by passing methanol or a similar solvent through the sorbent bed. A solvent penetrates into the bonded layer and permits water molecules and analyte to diffuse into the bonded phase. After conditioning, water is phased to remove the excess solvent prior to adding the sample. Polystyrene, divinyl benzene, or other polymer-based supports are also commonly used, especially for ion exchanger-based SPE phase. Chelating groups, that means iminodioacetate, SC8-hydroxyquinoline, these chelating groups based solid phase extraction are widely used for online or offline extraction and pre-concentration of trace metals, as for example from sea water. Now I'll talk about the solid phase extraction cartridge, in short SPE cartridge. The SPE sorbent is pre-packaged in polypropylene syringe barrel with typically 500 mg of packing in 3 or 5 ml syringe barrel. Smaller 1 ml syringe packed with 100 mg are becoming more popular because of reduced sample and solvent requirements and faster cleanup times. And even smaller packed beds down to 10 mg are available. These smaller packing, of course, have smaller capacity. Larger ones may be required for preparing large volumes of environmental samples such as polluted water that has large amount of contaminants to be removed. The SPE cartridges are used for the isolation and concentration of drugs from biological samples and are typically processed in batch of 12 to 24 using vacuum manifolds. There are automated liquid handling systems to improve the efficiency. The SPE cartridges are generally considered to be for a single use and disposable. However, cost can be a significant issue if a large number of samples are to be processed. Now I'll discuss about the different type of use, the technique solid phase extraction. As for example, the SPE pipette tips. SPE pipette tips provide a convenient means of processing a small amount of sample and can be used to either retain undesired material or in commonly to selectively retain the analyte and then elute it with a solvent. These are originally introduced with a packed sorbent bed held with a bed support. The reproducibility of these devices are greatly dependent on operator skill, and this original design has largely disappeared. Patient pipette tips, SPs, it contain, number one, either a porous monolithic sorbent bed, that means no bed support is needed, as for example the Omix, OMIX, Omix series from Agilent, capable of handling as little as 500 nanoliter sample and used primarily for protein and peptide purification. Or the pipette tips SPEs are very loosely packed, the sample, often with a solvent or other reagent added, is aspirated through the loose bed, whereupon it forms a slurry. Air is then aspirated through the slurry to mix it thoroughly. The liquid is then dispensed and the sorbent retains the undesired constituents. Or these SPs materials, that means these sorbent materials embedded in the wall of the bottom portion of the tip, permitting as little as 100 nanoliter sample to be processed. Now another use is the SP discs. The small cross-sectional area SP pipette tips are prone to plugging by protein samples. So solid phase extractants are also available in filter form, in which 8 micrometer silica particles are enmeshed into a web of PTFE fibrils. PTFE means polytetrafluoroethylene. Fiberglass based discs, which are more rigid, are also available. The greater cross sectional area discs with shorter bed depth allow higher flow rates for large volume samples with low concentrations of analyte, typically encountered in environmental analysis. The discs are less prone to channeling found with packed cartridges. They tend to plug if samples contain particulate matter, and so a pre-filter may have to be used. Disc cartridges are also available that operate like a regular cartridge. Another use is the 96 well SP plates. Liquid chromatography combined with the mass spectrometry is widely used for rapid and selective drug analysis, and samples can be run in 1 to 3 minutes. So faster way of sample cleanup are needed for processing large numbers of samples. The 96 well plates with small wells, that means so-called the microliter plates, are widely used for processing large numbers of sample in automated instruments. The optimum use of SP procedure requires investigating different stationary phase, their mass, the volumes of conditioning, sample load, wash and elution solvents, and the sample size. These variables are readily studied in a column format, but it is expensive and inconvenient to use only a fraction of the 96 wells to perform all the studies. Hence, modular well plate have been developed that have small removable plastic SP cartridges that fit tightly in the 96 whole base plate and only a portion need to be used to develop a method. Now we'll discuss about the other sorbents, that means other than C18, for solid phase extraction. Sorbents are available in long chain length, that means C20 and C30, for isolation of hydrophobic molecules. Universal sorbents have been developed that will absorb a group of structurally similar compounds. Examples are a synthetic polymer of N-vinyl pyridolidone and divinyl benzene. It provides hydrophobicity for wetting and hydrophobicity for analyte retention. A sulfonated version is a mixed mode sorbent that has both ion exchange and solvent extraction properties and will retain a range of acidic, neutral, and basic drugs. These wettable sorbents do not require conditioning. Now, polymeric phase. Besides the common silica-based SPE particles, polymer-based supports are also available. These have advantage of being stable over a wide pH range and they do not process residual silanol groups, that means hydroxyl group residing on the surface of unmodified silica gel that can interact with, for example, metal ions or other cationic species. The particles are spherical, while silica-based SPE particles are irregular in shape, and the polymeric particles have been designed to be wettable. They typically have higher capacity than silica-based particles. Now, dual phase. The use of two different phases can extend the range of compound extracted. Three types are used: mixed mode, layered, and stack phased. In the mixed mode, two different types of chemically bonded phase are mixed together in the cartridge. An example is a mixture of C8 chain and cation exchange particle. In a layer mode, the two different phase are packed one on top of the other. Stacked phase use two cartridges in series to provide enhanced separation. The first two modes are more readily adapted to automation since only a single cartridge is used. Now I'll talk about the micro extraction. The micro-extraction is a simplified and miniaturized sample preparation technique aimed at zero or minimum solvent consumption. As suggested by its name, micro-extraction uses only microliter or even smaller volumes of extraction media. Micro-extraction methods usually integrate sample extraction, enrichment, and purification in one single step, and can be conveniently coupled with various instruments for subsequent analysis. Compared with conventional or even some improved sample preparation methods, micro-extraction methods significantly improve sample use efficiency, reduce errors from multi-step procedures, and lower the overall operating cost. Although there are many different micro extraction formats, they are generally classified as solid-based and liquid-based method, called solid-phase micro extraction, that means SPME, or liquid-phase micro extraction, or LPME, respectively. Now we'll discuss about the solid phase micro extraction, in short SPME. The solid phase micro extraction is a solvent free extraction technique typically used for analyte collection for determination by gas chromatography. Gas chromatography we'll discuss in the chapter number 20. Or sometimes it is used for high performance liquid chromatography or HPLC system, which we'll discuss on chapter number 21. The key feature of this device is an extraction fiber protected inside the needle of a syringe. The typical SPME fiber is made of fused silica coated with a thin layer, that means around 7 to 100 micrometer thick, of immobilized polymer or a solid adsorbent or a combination. In a solution or head phase, that means vapor in equilibrium with the solution in a closed system, the analytes are exposed to the fiber and distribute between the sample matrix and the fiber coating during extraction. Solid, liquid or gaseous matrix can be sampled by SPME. The fiber is exposed to a gaseous or liquid sample or the head phase above a solid or liquid sample for a fixed time and temperature. Samples are often agitated to increase the extraction efficiency. After extraction, the fiber is withdrawn back into the needle and directly transferred to the GC injector port, where the analyte is thermally dissolved and introduced into the GC column for separation. A schematic diagram of solid phase micro extraction device is given in a figure in this book, and it is needle type. For LC analysis, the fiber can be introduced into a specially designed chamber for solvent desorption. Importantly, the fiber in needle assembly provides an excellent means for field sampling. Once used for an extraction, the apparatus can be easily transported from the field to the laboratory for subsequent analysis. Various SPME fibers and coatings are commonly available and can be used to target different analytes. Many coatings are similar to available commercial gas chromatography stationary phase. The principle of extraction is based on like dissolves like. That is, good extraction efficiencies can be obtained by a fiber with matching polarity to that of the target analytes. For example, a widely used fiber is based on a polydimethyl siloxane, or in short PDMS coating, which is relatively non-polar due to the presence of methyl groups. This fiber is useful for sampling non-polar volatile or semi-volatile compounds and can be used to determine flavor components from beverages, foods and the like. Another example is a fiber with 85 micrometer coating of polyacrylates. It is more polar due to the presence of carboxyl groups, and thus it is used to extract polar compounds such as phenols. Now I'll discuss about the liquid phase microextraction, LPME. The LPME is a miniaturized form of liquid-liquid extraction, usually using less than 10 microliter of solvents. However, in contrast with liquid-liquid extraction, which aims to extract exhaustively all target analytes, the LPME only extract a small representative fraction of the analytes from the sample matrix. And this is the difference between the LPME and LLE, that means liquid liquid extraction. The LPME can be easily performed using a medical or chromatographic syringe and a capillary column or just a sample tube. A typical LPME setup involves the placement of a solvent droplets on the tip of a micro syringe. After extraction, the solvent drop is collected, usually withdrawn back into the syringe and analyzed using chromatographic or spectroscopic instrument. In order to improve the stability of the solvent droplet, the solvent can be filled in a small segment of a hollow fiber, as for example of porous polypropylene, and then attached to a syringe for extraction. Water immiscible solvents such as toluene, octanol, octane, heptane and n-dodecane are frequently used. Solvent mixtures can also be used to better match the analyte polarity and thus enhance extraction efficiency. The LPME can be used to extract ionizable compounds through a three-phase setup, which includes a sample solution, that means donor phase, and organic solvents, and an aqueous phase drop, that means acceptor phase, dipping in the organic phase. The thin layer of organic phase separates the aqueous sample and acceptor phase. For compounds with acidic functional groups, the pH of sample solution is adjusted before extraction to a value at least 3 units lower than the analyte pKa value. Under this condition, an acidic analyte will be in protonated form and can be easily extracted by the organic solvents. For the acceptor phase, the pH must be basic, preferably 3 units higher than the pKa value, so that the analyte is totally ionized and exhibits higher solubility in the aqueous acceptor phase. Similarly, for compounds with basic functional groups, the pH of donor solution is adjusted to basic and the acceptor phase to acidic. This process integrates extraction and back extraction. That means for the extraction from sample to organic solvent, and back extraction is again from the organic solvent to the aqueous acceptor phase, and into one single step. The recovered aqueous drop can then be analyzed using instruments such as HPLC or capillary electrophoresis. Three-phase LPME has been used to determine phenols, aromatic amines and ionizable pharmaceutical residues from the environmental water sample, as well as illicit drugs such as methamphetamine from urine samples. Now we'll discuss about the very newly emerging technique, solid phase nano extraction, in short SPNE. The solid phase nano extraction is an emerging pre-concentration technique recently developed for the water extraction and pre-concentration of polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons. The polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons extraction is based on the adsorption of these compounds on the surface of silver nanoparticles. The extraction procedure consists of mixing microliters of water sample with microliter of an aqueous solution of silver nanoparticles with 20 nanometer average particle diameter. Although This solid phase nano extraction methods was originally developed for polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons, which is in short the PAH. Several features make this approach an attractive alternative for the generic extraction of organic pollutants in water sample. These include low analysis cost and rather low use of organic solvents via an environmentally friendly experimental procedure. The small water volume required for quantitative extraction of pollutants facilitates simultaneous centrifugation for routine monitoring of numerous samples. And with this, this is the end of describing the chapter number 18 from the book entitled Chemistry, written by the Gary D. Christians. Thank you so much for listening this chapter. Be with me.